You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Next up, we're going to hear about the project which is helping farmers who run into problems. For the last 15 years, trading standards officers have been working with a charity called the Farming Community Network. To tell us more, here are the charity's local coordinator, Helen Benson, and divisional trading standards officer, Angela Lacey.
It came about prior to Foot and Mouth. In Yorkshire, it really kicked off in Foot and Mouth in the year 2000. There were so many farming families in crisis then, and we helped them on the telephone then because we weren't allowed to visit on farms. But we will visit and we will help them on the phone from then on.
Angela, just explain how Trading Standards is involved in this scheme.
In relation to animal health and welfare, we've got a role to play with our partner agencies to ensure high standards of animal welfare within the county and that disease control measures are in place.
And from your point of view, how important is an organisation like the Farming Community Network?
It's really important to us. We've obviously got tools available that we can use to tackle non-compliances with the legislation. But when you come across somebody that's vulnerable and not coping and has other factors affecting them, then that's really outside of the remit of what we can help with. And that's where people like FCN really come in and play their part.
And Helen, great that you received a certificate of commendation in the Chartered Trading Standards Institute's Hero Awards last month. So that must have been a real honour.
Yes, it was a real honour, but I would emphasise this is a team effort. And this is on behalf of all our volunteers who work extremely hard to support farmers in the county.
There's been a lot of teamwork here for 15 years or so. From the Trading Standards point of view, you must be keen to continue this partnership to help the farmers.
Absolutely. And in fact, on the way here, Helen and I were just discussing a number of cases that we've got on at the moment where we are working collaboratively to help those people that aren't complying with the legislation that's applicable to them, but there are factors affecting them and they need some help to do that. They want to be compliant and they need somebody like Helen to help them do that.
And without obviously talking about individual cases, just give us an idea of the sorts of cases that you work on.
There can be people that perhaps have health issues that are preventing them from being able to tend to their animals, or perhaps don't have all the facilities available that they might need, like cars, electronic devices to get online and find advice, that kind of thing. And then there's people that simply can't get to their livestock, let's say, and for whatever reason, it tends to be factors outside of farming. It's more to do with health and having facilities available to them. But they want to keep farming because it's something that they've always done, and Helen can help facilitate that with FCN.
Yeah, and I suppose it's important to give farmers this support because a lot of them, obviously, they're naturally very independent, but where they farm can be quite isolating and they don't want to ask for support or don't know where to go for it. And that's, I guess, where corners can sometimes be cut, isn't it, or they're in danger of being cut.
Farmers are a very proud and stoical people, and they like to think that they can manage. And it is quite difficult to reach them sometimes, but when they understand that we are there to support them and to keep them farming in many cases, or sometimes to leave farming in dignity, because of, as Angela says, you know, in poor health, or a family member who's in poor health, that is very often the trigger factor for deteriorating factors in the farm and how they're managing.
And obviously we want to avoid people being prosecuted for various health and safety offences, that sort of thing. So it's important to help people maintain those standards, isn't it?
Absolutely. Animal welfare is very, very important. And there is legislation to support that. And, you know, in no way should anyone breach that. But there are factors. And, you know, through our collaborative work, that has been recognised. And we do work very well together to ensure that that is the case and things can improve.
So long may it continue then.
Absolutely.
Final question from me. Anyone who wants to find out more about the network or how Trading Standards can support them, where should they go for information?
For the Farming Community Network, if anyone wants to look on the website, and if anyone wants support or they want information, our number is 03000 111999 and that is open from 7 a.m. till 11 o'clock every day of the year.
Fantastic. And Angela, if people wanted to talk to you about the project and the support you can offer?
Yes, so to get in touch with the Trading Standards Service, you can contact County Council by telephone on 01609 780 780, or if you go to the Council's website, northyorks.gov.uk, there's information on there about the Trading Standards Service as a whole, and in particular the animal health and welfare sections.